from Detroit and Kalamazoo. It is what it is. I am what I am. And what's it to you? We're packing plenty of muscle and a trunkload of style. Just blink and you'll miss me. And a high octane smile. Cause sometimes a cigar's merely a cigar. Vegas, American car. To the middle, it's like driving in bed. Nothing but good time in the windshield ahead. Cause she's American built, got no factory guilt. We are big ass American. We got one more song, and I want to thank Joel and the guys for having us here. Trusty Sidekicks next, and they're doing a couple of tunes. You will see some cross-pollination. We're switching drummers, and that's about it. Oh, we're switching singers. Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, get it.
Yeah. There's that, I guess. But, guys, thanks again for having us. We will be at the Tavern at the End of the World on Friday, August 30th. So come down, check us out, and hopefully we'll see you then. Trick Wallace Trio, we're on Facebook. That's about the only place we are, because we're really dedicated. You know, we're going for it. Yeah. This one is coincidentally called Last Song of the Night. One, two, three, four. We'll be right back. night. Pimps and pretenders, posers and fools, they make their own magic, their own set of rules. Little black dresses, little blue pills. Society don't get you, sincerity will. Nothing comes easy, baby. Mothers will realize that it's no walk in the park. It's a shot in the dark. Keeping it breezy, baby. Might as well keep on dancing till dawn, into the light. Just do what feels right. Have a bias. It's the last song of the night. Drums, James Bryan, bass guitar, John Mulrooney, Tim Carey. Thanks very much.
That was.
Now we're going to do a little switcheroo of some drummers. For those of you out there in radio land. Oh, they're doing the handshake. They're passing the drumsticks. The baton.
And we have Chris Foley on drums now.
We've had a player change.
We had Paul Givine.
Out from the bullpen.
I think it's a line change. Right?
It's a line change.
Yeah.
Out from the bullpen.
It's a sports metaphor. Sports balls.
Sports balls.
Pass the balls.
A sports game.
Sports game.
And Pat wants to be in tune.
And we are trusty sidekick.
You know, I spent a lot of money on this thing.
We've never been in agreement about that.
The truth is.
We still get Pat Wallace here?
Truth is, I don't care about being in tune, but I dropped a lot of cash on this gizmo.
On the tuner, right. Because you feel like if you're not using it, it's like you're, you didn't get your money's worth.
We are ready.
There's free apps.
Ready.
So, trusty sidekick, you want to take over the opening remarks? God help us all.
No kidding.
He agrees with me.
Okay. I'm going to do some songs for you. The first one's called Don't Hold Your Breath. It's a song about hope. If you're waiting for the end of the grind, if you're waiting for a tug on the line. Or if you're waiting for your numbers to come in, this time don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Breathe in. The grind where you probably are just wasted your time. If you're waiting for a tug on the line, it ain't food you're fishing for, it's a piece of. Our next song is going to be called Ego to Please.
Our next selection. Does this start with me? What? I'm sorry. Yeah, it does. Okay, sorry.
Oh, she's got ego to please. She's got that social disease. She'll take half your world away just to hear everybody say, oh, what a great old heart. She said, such a part. She's gonna go so far. That girl is a superstar. Oh, he's got ego to please. He's got that social disease. He'll take your whole world away just to hear everybody say, oh, he's got such a strong head. right.
Nice job, Timothy. Where are you playing?
We're going to play in the jungle. Was it the jungle in Somerville?
It is.
With the Doug McDonald Band and Stigmatics.
Correct.
That is.
Date?
Is that in a given time?
August. It's a Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
It's August. 22nd. August 22nd.
Chris Foley's making.
We're going
air
on nine.
Quotes.
We're going on nine. These then so I believe called. It's Doug McDonald and Stigmatics.
Oh, that's a good thing to mention. Yeah, it's a 9 o'clock show.
Get home in time for.
Well, no, you got to stay night, for Doug.
The movie loft.
You didn't.
Yeah, you got
to
stay.
You didn't listen to what around. I said. You'd get home in time for. I mean, you get home in time for like the 2 a.m. movie.
Yeah, the 2 a.m. movie.
Yeah, that is convenient.
Yeah.
So Doug McDonald is one of my favorite songwriters in Boston.
Oh, Doug McDonald's great.
Excellent.
He's great. Not to me. And he loves this song. And it's called
Celebration.
Christopher Foley on the drums.
Chris Foley.
Excellent. Excellent.
Pat Wallace on the guitar. Oh, please. The song.
One more.
Everybody has to be quiet in this. It's a sound like. This is Terry Gross.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Do it.
Get to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to get to heaven, but nobody wants to die. You can do a jumping jack, eat a healthy snack, but the end is gonna be a final act. Or you can eat an apple a day, they won't keep the Grim Reaper away. In the end, she's gonna have something to say. Surgeon General's warning on every morning, warning that day you could die. You can quit that smoking and booze, learn some karate moves, but in the end we're all gonna lose. Everybody wants to get to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Everybody wants to get to heaven. Thank you.
All right. Nice performance, that.
Thank you to the Tricky Trusty Sidekick Band. I think that's the name I kind of came up for. Trusty Tricky Sidekick Band.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, sure.
Smash all the words together. It'll all make sense at the end.
Word smashing.
Word smash?
I thought I forgot to turn your mic back on, Pat.
I was not saying anything important. Don't worry.
All right.
Yelling from the corner as usual.
Ooh, but Pat, we appreciate your input always. everything you say is important.
That doesn't mean the people out there appreciate it.
All right. We're gonna talk to trusty, tricky psychic band shortly.
Yeah, we're gonna bring them in here for a little powwow in a little while. Yeah.
Yes.
But first, let's bring it back to some music.
Yes.
A little bit of 4 Point Restraints. Here's Barroom Kyrie by the 4 Point Restraints on 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Medford.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO on the town with Mikey D.
Yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio. We had a nice extra long block of music for you while we were waiting for our special guests to come in. So I'll just introduce the songs we played right now. We led into that with Barroom Kyrie by the 4 Point Restraints, followed by Cornelius by Bears for Years, Frog Boil by Waves in Detroit, and Whiskey Mind by Hambone Skinny. And that last song you heard was Anthony Bourdain by Trusty Sidekick, who
happens to be right in here.
Just so happened to be in the room as we speak. Our guests from a little earlier, they've popped into the studio to say hello.
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 Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Yeah. Why don't you all introduce yourselves and what you do?
Oh boy!
In the context of this musical performance that we had tonight, not like in general, like
just get right up to the mic.
I'm John Mulroney. I play steel guitar in Trusty Sidekick in the Trick Wallace Trio and sometimes other bands.
Whoever else will have you, Trick Wallace. I play guitar and sing in the Trick Wallace Trio. Duh. I play bass in Trusty Sidekick.
Nice.
I'm Tim Carey. I write the songs. I write and sing for Trusty Sidekick.
Nice. You're the tunesmith.
I'm the tunesmith.
The resident tunesmith.
Yeah, yes.
Look, I'd like to point out that Barry Manilow writes the song.
Oh, wow. You got Barry.
That is very true.
He didn't write that song.
And he didn't write that song.
Yeah, he did not I write the songs.
Really?
That was very disappointing.
Wasn't it?
Did he not write that?
Yeah, it was very disappointing.
I could tell because the world was not singing.
Yeah, no. And definitely not in perfect harmony.
We were, though.
Mm.
Not literally, though. Like metaphorically, our souls were singing. Was that a new song? It doesn't seem to be in our little database system.
That is new. It was
newish.
Newish. We recorded it with a Bitch Kitty Studio.
Yes,
it was Bitch Kitty. Tom was
in Jamaica Plain.
Jamaica Plain.
Oh, very nice.
I think with some time that we won from playing at the Jamaica Plain Music Fest.
Oh, nice.
Like 5 years ago. We're playing it again this year.
Right. Yeah, that's coming up in a
while. So you'll get more
studio
time there.
Well, hopefully.
Nice.
That's coming up in a little while, isn't
just keep
it?
Winning.
Yeah. Well, maybe an ice cream from J.P. Licks. I don't know.
That is. Well, that would also be a pretty good consolation.
Yeah, you know,
prize.
We'd do it for a pizza. Yeah.
I don't think JP Lex has pizza.
No. Sorry.
Right. I mean, I'm down with ice cream.
We were really digging in the studio some of the stuff you guys were playing tonight. I personally got kind of like a Jonathan Richman vibe from a lot of some of the stuff. Like, were you guys sort of coming from like that sort of place, or like where, like what kind of place were you guys coming from with the sound?
We're coming from, well, that's up to the writer, Barry.
that's sort of. I mean, definitely a big part of my life. You know, my music history.
Very cool. Yeah. Very.
It's
cool.
Where, you know, I don't think we really necessarily hear that in there, but we're all huge on, you know, how can you not?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Jonathan Richman.
New England, you gotta be big on the Modern Lovers.
Yeah. Oh, true. Mm-hmm.
It was almost our national rock song, Roadrunner.
Almost.
State song, yeah.
Almost a state song.
Yeah, that's what I meant. States. National rock song or something.
Come up with one? Well, if it didn't do the state song, it's still open for the national.
That is true.
Yeah. There was a petition to make Roadrunner the state song.
It wasn't just a petition. Like, some legislator kept introducing that legislation, and everyone else in, like, the Massachusetts State Senate were just like, that's not important.
Well, I knew it picked up a bunch of
important.
Steam, but I wasn't sure about that.
Do we have a state song?
I don't think so.
Who won it?
We don't have a state rock song, that much I do know.
Didn't really lose to anybody. It was just
it's Godsmack.
Yes, that truly is.
The Alice in Chains song.
What's the other
actually
one?
I write the songs.
There you go.
That is true. So you win either way. That's got to be worth some JP Licks.
I kind of have a serious-ish kind of question. Uh-oh. With it for a performance like this, I know Trusty Sidekick is kind of a conceptual kind of thing. At least the record is the full length record that came out a couple of years ago. I had the idea that the Trusty Sidekick was more of a conceptual project.
Was it
meant to be that way, or was it something that you had to think about when you're breaking it down to a performance like this?
I feel like we don't deserve that question.
Okay.
I mean, it's.
I guess we pulled one over on you.
Yeah,
we kind of met each
did.
Other, you know.
Yeah.
Along the way, and Tim had some songs and. Okay. Over there, but I mean.
So, in other words, Phil thought way too much into this again.
Well,
I keep thinking.
You know, when I hear things like that, I think we ought
actually,
to like.
Tim and I played as a duo in Brooklyn.
We did, yeah.
Oh wow!
20 years ago, under the moniker Trusty Sidekick.
Oh wow! Very neat.
The guitars.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people have entered the circle of trust.
So there's like sort of a rotating lineup of contributors.
But this lineup has been pretty solid for the last.
And
I love. Yeah, we're also missing. Anthony Kaczynski.
Anthony Kaczynski is.
Oh yeah. He's playing in you know, 19 other with
yeah,
19 other bands and
yeah. he's a slut.
But he produced the album. So,
yeah, that's true.
Very cool, very cool.
And Kevin Condon.
And Kevin Condon, Sparks, who's
pretty regular. Yeah.
Working the railroad tonight, right. I think.
Yeah. Very cool, very cool.
You know, the guy, the Trick Wallace Trio guy, who's in the other room taking apart his drums, is actually the original drummer of Trusty Sidekick.
Oh, nice.
And he's the drummer on the record.
Okay. And he came back for this performance?
Well, he came back to play with him. I mean, he plays
with right, of course.
But he fills in sometimes. Yeah, and Chris Foley played with us. Who's our drummer? There.
Chris Foley was here, who's on that song, and played with he played with SSD Control back in the hardcore era.
Okay.
During the Ratskeller times.
And Bulkhead. Yeah,
and before.
Bulkhead,
oh, yeah,
played
Bulkhead.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
In the angry
and
times.
And Jen Trinan, who has...
Like, yeah, he played with Jennifer Trinan.
Right. Oh, yeah.
A whole bunch of
he's got pedigree. Oh.
Yes.
What he's doing with us, I don't, you know, why is he, you know, where he ends up on the way down.
Oh, God. Don't say that.
You don't give yourselves enough credit.
I'm kidding. He's a great player.
All right, unfortunately, time is winding down, so what is next for you guys? Because you guys were arguing a little bit about that when you were playing. So
our
when is the next show?
We're at the Jungle.
The next show
Union
is
Union Square,
at, yeah,
you're, August sorry. 22nd.
Okay.
All right.
Now that we got that straightened out.
JP Music Fest.
Yeah, we're playing
September 7th.
Now that we finally have a consensus.
Right.
Wait, but which band?
Trusty Sidekick
for both performances.
Trick Wall's trio is at the Tavern at the End of the World on August 30th.
Ah, very nice.
Yeah. There you go.
Very nice. Thank you again very much for popping
in. Thanks a lot,
guys. And for the great performance tonight.
Thanks
very much. Very cool
stuff. Joel Simchus.
Oh, yes. We love our Joel.
We love our producer, Joel.
Yes, great.
We love you, Joel.
Oh, yes, we do.
Come give me a kiss sometime.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, we will hold you to that. Please give Patrick just a nice little smoochie right on his forehead. Yeah. And a nice warm glass of milk. Good night.
Hot cream.
There we go.
Yeah.
Let's bring it back.
That's a callback.
Bring it back. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Thank you guys so much for coming in and playing for us.
Thanks for having us.
What did I call it? The trusty, tricky sidekick band? There you go.
Just something
to consider when you're doing another hybrid show like this.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
You think
for
we
coming.
Got time for one or two
we
more
got
songs?
One, yeah, we got time for one more song.
All right, let's end it on a nice little proggy note with Lowell's own The Band Dennis. Here's Once Around the Moon from their recent EP.